Well, I suppose it's fair to say that we've got two fixtures left, but looking at the clubs around us, it looks like we're going to dip out of the playoffs now. So, it probably gives us an opportunity to accelerate a little bit on what we want to do at the end of the year and turn a few players over, bring a few in, and just refresh things a little bit, I suppose.
Do you think that the club has had a stagnation season, Neil?
It's been a difficult year for a lot of reasons. Obviously, we've brought in a new head coach, who's inherited a side, and he wants to make his own mark on that now. I don't think it's helped that very early in the piece we've lost players to, or lost a player to another club, and we've intimated that other players would be released. And it's then very difficult because you've got a few players who know that they're not going to be here next year. Some injuries to key players at key times. A little bit of unrest caused by agents as well. So yeah, the whole mix has not quite been right this year. And maybe it's been coming from last year, because I think last year we probably masked over some deficiencies by the fact that we went on a run at the end of the year and qualified for the top eight, and then lost in France by 50 points. So maybe we masked that a little bit. I don't know.
Do you see this as a crossroads for the club now, then?
Not really. I think that we'd said earlier in the year that we've hit a bit of a glass ceiling in sort of seventh or eighth by sort of pursuing the same route with players that we have done over the last 3 or 4 years in terms of who we've brought in and the quality of them players. And it really needs a radical rethink, and the emphasis now has to be on bringing through more and more of our own players, so that we can then sort of complement that with some top line signings as well. So probably too much averageness in the playing group as a whole, and that's not being disrespectful, but to lose at home to Wakefield probably indicates where we're at.
Yeah, just reflecting on, there's been a little bit of averageness. Has that been because the board, yourself, or the coach or whatever have taken their eye off the ball a little bit? Because it's all about results, isn't it? Or is there a realisation that this is where Rovers will be, and anything more than this is going to be really hard to achieve?
I don't think anyone's turned their eye off the ball. We spent full salary cap this year, but if you did an analysis of our top five earning players, for a large portion of the year, four of them haven't been on the field. And your top performers have got to be there and got to be doing it consistently. And again, it's small margins today. We've missed kicks, haven't we? They missed some kicks, but we missed some kicks. Dobbo hit one at the post with the last conversion. We've lost two or three games this year where we've not put over our conversions. And so it's small margins. But, we spend full salary cap, so we need to be better than 10th or 9th or wherever we are to this afternoon.
Damn. Are you going to continue to do that then? Or are you going to go down the youth route? Which obviously is a cheaper option for the club, isn't it?
I think, there's been a little bit of, not complacency, but an expectation that the club is going to bat its weight against bigger clubs. And we've made a decision as a board of directors that we're just not in for that any longer. We get 7,000 people, home fans, on a regular basis. We have to budget to spend that, and if we get more, then we'll look to spend more.
But doesn't that come out of what you see on the pitch? You don't think so?
I don't think we've had more value. If you were to analyse it this year, I think we've probably, what's the cap? 1.7, 1.75. Probably had about 1.2's worth of value this year. Yeah. So I think we can do better spending less. And putting our emphasis on not signing players but bringing through our own. Fans are going to have to expect some short-term pain with that, because kids make mistakes, don't they? We've seen that the last month when they've been given the chance, done some great stuff, some of the lads. But at the same time, they also come up with proportionately more mistakes than your senior players, or at least they should do. But some of our senior players today made some poor errors, poor choices.
Hence the reason I said to you, has it been somewhat of a transition period, Neil?
I think it's transitional, isn't it? In the sense that we are turning, we're turning over players. We turned over a few last year. We turned over quite a few this year. Difficulty is to get some of your younger talented players tied down to long-term contracts when you've got agents playing games with you as well.
But that's always been the case, hasn't it?
Hasn't it, Neil? To an extent, but when it gets to the point of being divisive in the dressing room, it becomes a real issue for us.
So that's for the club to deal with man management-wise, isn't it?
Well, it's to try to. Again, you know, it comes back down to this whole issue. There's too many clubs and too few good players. And while we don't fundamentally address that, we're always going to have those issues and those difficulties. But, yeah, well, it's for us to manage, as you say.